Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, on the bottom, right at the end. Amar of Yehuda, Hai Madurta, Milamala Lamata Shari, Milamata Lamala Asr. Rashi says, Hai Madurta, we're talking about a Hesegah, like a bonfire. Shotzim, Lifnei Sarim, they make it from front of Hasha people, Gederach Binyan, Otzim Lo, Ktalim Idal Ruchot, they make it like a building. They make four walls out of wood, Vitsudrimil Eitzi Lamala, then they put the, yes, the smaller pieces of wood on top, and that's what they light, that's the bonfire. So that's Domila Ohel. And therefore, it shouldn't be a problem, you have to do it in the opposite way it is normally done. Normally, of course, you make the walls and you put the thing on top. But here, you should do the opposite. You hold the wood on top and you put the walls from underneath. This is the way you shouldn't do it. Putting the eitzim on the bottom first. Lasot aleihem gag, and then put the gag on top. That's a surim. Shederek binyanu, because that's the normal way of building. Therefore, you should do it the opposite. Milamal lamata, latchil. Tchila mina gag. First, you put the top, hold the top in place. Acharkach yisadru, and underneath yisadru tachtav the atik talim natshari underneath. Then the Gemara says v'chein biyasa, biyasa v'chein kedera v'chein puria v'chein chavisa. The same thing applies for these things. What are they? Let's see. Rashi v'chein biyasa. You have beitzim gatzot, these big eggs. And utunim al pikli chalul kain tripod, right? Or askola, again put on like this tripod, or you want to cook them on over the fire. So ein moshivin at the kli tchila v'charkach yisader alav. What you should not do is put the, which would be the normal way, is to put the tripod, let's say, down first, and then the eggs on top. Ela yachzenu biyado, hold it first in the hand, the big egg. V'yoshiv habeitza alav, and then put the beita on it, v'charkach yoshiva kli alagachalim. Shelo yasenu kaseder binyan. So you don't do it the normal way you build. V'chein kedera, Rashi says, shemoshivin al beit chaviyot. Like we saw before, if you have the two barrels and the pot on top. Shelo yakifena yitchila v'charkach yoshiva kedera aleyem. You shouldn't put the two barrels down and then the pot on top. Ela, the opposite way. Yona yitlev avir. Hold the top in the air, in midair, and v'yachizenu biyado, hold your hand, v'yisadru, achaviyos tachtea saviv, and then you put underneath it the two. Again, the opposite way. V'chein puria, when you're making a bed. Mitot hasarim, shekorki motan u'magzirin. That these are, again, beds of chashuv people that they take apart and put back together again. So you should do it in the opposite way that you normally do it. Lo yizkof akrem, you should not do it the normal way, which is that you put up the kareem or the legs first, and then afterwards attach the boards around it, the aruchot, those are the sideboards, the kareem, attach them to the leg. V'charkach yifros ha'or lamatan, and you put the mattress on top. Sheshoch v'yivolav, that you should not do. That's the normal way. Ela, the opposite. Poreisa or tchila. First, spread out the mattress. V'yachizenu b'nei adam yadeim, and people hold it in their hands, like from top. And then you put from underneath the rest. V'charkach yaviyu haruchos. Then you bring the sideboards, the kashrua ritzot shel or behem. You tie it with straps of leather to the mattress. V'charkach. Then you've got your mattress. You got your sideboards. Then yiskufu hakareim. Then you put up the legs underneath the new haruchos l'tochan, and you put it into the sideboard. And v'chein chavisa. These are barrels. Shemisadrim ba'otzar, that you're putting in a storehouse. Again, you shouldn't, normally you just like put the bottom level, then you put the top in between, like brick formation. And that's, again, a problem because you're making a OL. Therefore, you should do it the opposite way around. And Moshivi machasal gamik shtayim, you should do the opposite way. First put the shtayim, and first put the yachad, and then the shtayim underneath. Okay, back to the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Vein somchim as a kedera. You're not allowed, if you have a wobbly pot, you shouldn't stick a piece of wood underneath to support it. And then it said, v'chein medelis. So we had a problem with that. As the Gemara asked, medelis talkadaitach? He says, what, you're not going to put a door underneath a pot to support it. The door is going to break. Therefore, what's pshat? V'chein medelis. So the Gemara answers, Ela, ema v'chein hadelis. In other words, the same thing is applied to the pot, that you shouldn't put the piece of wood to support the pot, you should not put a piece of wood to support the dalet. You have a wobbly door, you shouldn't put it in. That's what it means. Tan Rabbanan, ain't sochim es gedira bibakas. Again, you shouldn't support the pot with this piece of wood. What is the reason? Lefisha lo nitnu eitzim el asaka. Like we saw, Shita before, that the wood is only for fires, not for doing other things like that. They're not normally used for that. They're for smukta. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, as we think now, because he doesn't hold by mukta. Okay, Rashi, the dela salchadaitach, umiza asomech kader of dela. Who's the person that puts his door underneath his pot? The door is going to break. So, eman chen hadelas. You shouldn't support the door with the piece of wood. Rabbi Shimon Matir, the lately mukta is not my mukta. Okay. Next, we said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to drive your lead your animal on yontov with a stick. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Matir, he says it's okay. The Gemara says, Lema, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Kavuot Sirle, Delefle Muksa. So it's Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon. So let's say he's holding like his father Shimon, that holds that there's no Muksa. And so we're assuming that that's the Machoikas over here. That the Tanakama said you can't lead the Behema with a stick. We're talking about a stick that was not prepared before Yonta. And again, sticks are not usually used, again, for. It's used normally just for firewood, not for other things, therefore you can't use it, and it seems to work out very nice. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, told like his father, that there's not, he doesn't hold by muksa in all cases. And therefore, there's no muksa here, therefore it's okay. You can use this piece of wood. The Gemara says no. So, really, Baha, Filu, Rabbi Shimon, Mona. Really, Rabbi Shimon would agree to, in this case, that it's Aser. But why? Because it's not because of muktz over here. Ela mishum demichzi kamanda azilachinga. Rather, because it appears like somebody's going to the chinga. What does that mean? So first of all, Rashi says, "Baha filu Rabbi Shimon mode chalomer hach plukta la b'muktzi." First of all, this machleik has nothing to do with muktza. But filu Rabbi Shimon mode ketana kamadaser. Nor he would agree. That there is here that it's aser.
Why?
Below mishum
mukta. No, but why would he agree below mishum mukta? Why wouldn't he say?
Because we're talking about a case. The Meiri says that it's not a piece of wood that was just picked up on Yontov, but it was set aside for that, right? So in other words, as far as mukta goes, there's nothing, not a problem over here. Okay, that's not everybody would agree that it's okay, right? It's not a problem mukta. Ella nira kemolicha mi makom la makom shu tzarich lan higa harbe kagon limkor abashok. Because it looks like you're, you know, if you have a stick in your hand, it looks like you're taking it to a far off place, like the shuk, to sell, and that's the problem. Like Maris Ayin. Rashi chingas means machol, like a circle. Ve'al shem, shebnei adam, savavim olchim bashok, because people hang around, they go around the shuk, it's kain, there's a girsa, nashot sovavos. Like the women go around in a circle, kari lechinga, so it's called lechinga.
So would everyone agree that a piece of wood designated to hold a pot, you could put under a pot?
Well, Rabbi Shimon, we're saying over here that everybody,
No, the Mishnah all of a sudden is talking about an animal. Well, that was just a some piece of wood, and now we're talking about animals and duck or a cane, a special piece of wood. So, what if the Kedera piece of wood was a special wedge?
Well, we don't know, right? It's not because of, it's not the Indian Mukta. We don't know what they're hold by Mukta. We don't know what they're, that's not the topic over here.
Okay.
So we don't know. Because we know Rabbi Shimon holds by Mukta normally. We say, yeah, maybe Rabbi Shimon holds by Mukta normally, whatever, and everything.
The Kedera on the animal.
What?
So we're saying here,
right, so
dedicated sticks, you can use it.
Yeah.
You had a dedicated wedge.
Oh, that's what you're asking?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next. Chizra. Chizra is like a pointed branch, and you want to use it, same idea again, you want to use it as a, not, you want to not use it for like firewood or whatever, but you want to use it like as a skewer or whatever, like a thing to put your meat on. So Rab Nachman Asar, again, pashta as we think, because you can't use wood first unless it's for a firewood. This is, you're using it for another purpose. Rav Sheish Ashari, okay, he says it's okay. So much for that, he doesn't have a hold by that problem. Okay, now the Gemara clears. Biratifta kuli alma lo pligi deyasir. When it comes to, if it's a moist branch, right, that you can't use anyways for, even for hasaka, for lighting fires, so then kuli alma lo pligi deyasir. We're assuming everybody holds that deyasir, you can't use it for anything. So keep pligi biyameshta. When they're arguing in a dry seat. So now we're going to see what the Makhlekes is. The Mandasar, which is Rav Nachman. Why? We've been saying, because you can only use wood for lighting fires and not for making for skewers. Uman Dishari, so hi, how could Rav Sheish say it's okay? So it's not that he didn't hold by Mukta, but Amar Lach, Mali Litzlot Bo, Mali Litzlot Begechalto. In other words, he also holds it would be a problem to take some wood and using it for something that's not lighting a fire. But this is basically like lighting fire. What's the difference if I use this as a skewer, like to put it in the fire to in itself be the gachal, be the fuel, or it's in the fire holding up the thing? It's all basically the same thing, and therefore using it in the fire, and therefore it's okay. Ikadamri, some say the other way. The yaveshta kuli amal opligi deshari. That everybody holds, if it's dry, that it's okay for this reason. Because what's the difference? It's firewood itself using it in the fire. It's all the same. Therefore, it's okay. Everybody agrees. So where do they argue? Ki pligi viratifta. They dafka argue if it's a moist branch. So mandasa, we understand. Alo chazila asaka. Because you can't use it normally for fires, and therefore it's muktzah. And therefore you can't use it for anything. Not even for a skewer. Uman Deshari, and the one that says that it's okay, Amar Lach, he'll tell you, ha chazeh lehesek gadol, because even though you can't really use moist branches to make the fire, but if you already have a big fire, you can add a nice big fire with dry branches or whatever, then you can throw in, to add some extra branches, you can throw in some moist ones, because the moist ones will get dried out from this huge fire that it's been thrown in, and then it'll also be, you can use it. So that's why it's okay if it's not mukta. The hilchasa yabeshta shari riftifta aser. And the halacha is that you're allowed to use the dry one, even to litzlot, because again we say mali litzos, etc. What's the difference if we're making it into firewood or it's in the fire? It's all fine. And riftifta is aser because it's we don't agree with the svara of the hesek gadol, and since normally you can't use it because it's moist and won't light well, so therefore it's moist. Okay, Rashi. So chizra is anaf eitz shehu chad kekot, it's sharp like a kot, like a thorn. Veruui liktoko bitzli kamin shapud bitzlispo. Like we said, it's like a skewer to roast with. From Nachman Asar v'yom, so Mishum the Muktzah Ninu Atil Tos Muktzah Shalo Asau Kli Mimodyom. Again, because you didn't put it aside, you didn't make it into a kli for this Mimodyom before Yontif. Viritiva Shenu Roy Latal Talo Afilu Asaka. If it's moist, you can't even move it for Asaka. The Kuliyama Lo Pligi Nes. So everybody holds that so good. Mali Litzospo. What's the difference? It's okay because what's the difference if it's Litachva Litocho by sticking it inside the meat or whatever? Mali Litzos Bikachalto, making it into firewood. Hare Roi Litato Lo Lasoso Gechelet Vitzolibo. So it's not Mukta. The Hilchasa Vechule. The Rashi says Hach Hilchasa Alibedaman the Eitzlei Mukta Akba. The Rashi is going out, taking the side point. He says that this the whole, when we're saying Halacha over here, it's going to the opinion that holds that there is Mukta. But we don't hold like that anyway. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. Beba Mukta, Beba Davar Shein Amiskavein, with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, we hold the Makshire Yochel Nefesh, when it comes to Lacha Lagabe, Makshire Yochel Nefesh, and Yontov doing. The Kulu Shari, and it's all Mutter. Bein Chizra, Bein Smichas Kadera, because all the main problem, again, the whole time has been that, well, it's not normal use, so it's mukta, normally used for fires, and then you're using it now for the pot, for this, for that, and you can't. But we don't hold like that. We don't grab yudah, therefore, a grab shimon, and therefore, makulu, that's all mutter, ben nechizra, ben smichas kadera, vakafas kavios, all these things, umadurta, vakadera, they're all okay. Bechol hamoraim, she'astru et elu lamala. All these we've seen over and over again. These different amarim that astered it. They're talmidei de Rav havu, and Rav is savar like Rabbi Yehuda. The muksa that says there is muksa. Adam kaimelan again, Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, it's okay. Vayter darash Rava. Rava darsh in the following: Isha loti kanes l'dir eitzim litol mehem ud. A woman could not go into the storehouse where there's wood in order to take an oud, which is like a poker, not the card game, but the like a, also like a pointy stick, and they use it to take out to clean out the oven, basically. So again, it's the same idea that wood, according to Shita, who holds a mukta, the wood is used for only for lighting fires. You can't use it for other things, therefore she can't use it for that. Oud shenishbar, he continues, if this oud was, let's say it was set aside for before Yantav to use for that, so therefore it wasn't mukta. But then nishbar on Yantav, it broke. So now it can't be used for that what it was set aside for. But I would like to use it just to throw it in the fire. No, asur lasika b'yantav, it's mukta, because it wasn't prepared for that. It was dafka prepared not for that. It was prepared for using as a skewer. So now I can't use it on Yotah. Lefi, as we've seen this before, Lefi shemasikin mekelim, may masikin mishivrei kelim. Because the things that aren't mukta, wood, then fine, you can use them on to put in the fire on Yotah. But something which was wood, but then became broken, the kli that broke, wood as in a kli, right? You have a kli, it's fine, you can use it for a saka. But once it breaks, and it, on Yantav, so it wasn't broken before, so now I can't use that because it became mukta, became unusable for its purpose. Okay, ask the Gemara, Lameimer the Rava Krab Yehuda Sfirale, the Islay Mukta. So according to this, this is Darsh Rava, we said. So Rava is holding Lachora, you know, the problem here in mukta. So that means he's only Krab Yehuda. So Gemara says, that's fair. Why? V'hamar le Rava le Shameh, we have another case which seems to point to the fact that he didn't hold by mukta. Because Rav said to his Shamesh, Tveli bar avza, v'shani mei l'shunra. He said, roast for me a goose and throw the intestine to the cat. Now, that would imply that he doesn't hold by muksa, because he's throwing the intestines to the cat. What's the kesher? So, something to the effect where the goose is, when Yosef came in, his mind was on to say, I'm going to eat the goose. Okay, so that's fine, not a problem, you know, you can have geese on Yantav. And then, afterwards, when he checked it or whatever, and it started dissecting, taking apart, you know, the part C, but then came the intestines, so on Yantav, it's also edible, you can eat kishka, right? But it was not, on the Yantav, they don't usually eat the kishkas of the goose. Why? Because they have so much other food, it's not unnecessary. So they don't usually eat it. So now they want to take the intestines and give it to the animal, so it's changing its status. Now it's becoming, it wasn't set aside for animal food, and now it's becoming animal food, because that's what happens on Yantav. Kids become animal food because they don't eat it on Yantav. So that is mukta. It's like an animal, it's to compare it to an animal, Rabbi Yehuda dies, let's say, becomes nevela on Yantav. So before Yantav came in, fine, you can eat the animal, but then it becomes nevela, you can't throw it to the dog. Why? Because now it became muksa. Now it became like animal food, and that's then changed its status, which it wasn't before. So now it's muksa. So to here, the kishkas became like animal food on Yantav, and therefore it becomes muksa. Yet he told the shamish, take it, give it, whatever, so much. But he's not holding like muksa. So yet we saw before he did. The more answers, Hassam came into Misarche, miyet moldaite ilave. So we say no. Since kishkas can't be left over, people know that you can't leave it over. They didn't have refrigeration those days, so you can't leave it over because it gets smelly, it gets no good. So therefore, it's understood that you're going to throw it to the animals already before Yantav. So when it came in, you understood that we're not going to eat the kishkas, we're going to give it to the animals because we're not going to be able to leave it over to the next day. It's going to go bad, so we're going to have to give it to the animals. That's understood before, so therefore it's not mukta. But again, normally he does hold my mukta. Can't see Rashi, Darash Rava, Kiddika Rabbi Yehuda Sphere, later holds like him. Deer is the deer eitzim, it's a place to keep the wood. Ud is the eighth, Lasos Ud Latanur, again like a poker. The Taima Mishum, the low, not new, El Elasaka, again the same thing, because the wood's made for fires, Naseh. Elim Ken, Naseh Klimi Yod Yom, unless I put it aside, designated it before Yontah. Vuchanishbar broke on Yantav, also you can't use. Vishadi me lashunra. I mean, Tashlech b'nei me'ayim l'chatu, he told the Shamish to give it against the kishkas to the cat. Rabbi Yehuda asula tatal. Normally, Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to move l'titul l'chatu and give it to the cat. Why demesmo mukhan la'adam haya v'lo l'chlavim? Because the goose and its kishka were really food for men and not for animal. The kamar yimlo haita nevela erev Shabbos asura. So that's asura. Same idea, because then it became became a nevela on Shabbos or on Yom, and therefore you can't use the animal, because this mukta became animal food, what it wasn't before Shabbos or Yom. Came in the mitzvahim, yanichim l'sarf b'chav, you can leave the kitchen, because the next day it's going to spoil. Vayom lo ayat tzarich l'chav, and he didn't eat it today. V'me'et mil daite, alav, l'shlichim l'chatul. But he knew this was going to be, so they already had in mind they're going to give it to the cat before Yom. Okay, so through the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no tell Adam Kesa Mishlav Milafanav, Lachtos Bo Shinav, Umigave Minachatir, Umadlik, Shekol Mash Vechatir Muchanim. Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to take a splinter of wood. Milafanav means like in his house, lying around. He can use it and for a toothpick. Okay? But we're going to see Lav Dafka Milafanav, because he holds that not only in his house, but anywhere in the whole Chatzir is all Muchan. As the Mishnah continues, the Megavev, you can collect these little pieces of wood and things like that and straw from the Chatzer and use it for his oven. Why? Because Kol Mash of a Chatzer Muchanu. Because he held that everything is Muchan. Everything in the Chatzer is Muchan. And it's Kol Shekain in the house. Hachamim Amri Megavev Milafanav Umadli. They argue, we're going to see in two things. They hold you can only, first of all, collect that which is in the house. Milafanav is in the house. Not even in the chatzer. Only what is mamish in the house, and only umadlik means you can't use it for a toothpick. Okay, you can only use first of all wood for what it's normally used for, like we've seen before, chachamir machmir, and only what is in the house, not even what's in the chatzer. Whereas Rabbi Yezer holds both things. Not you can use these things for toothpick, and you can even use to take the things from the chatzer. Ein mitzina so or lo mina yitzim, lo mina vanim, lo mina far, lo mina rafim, lo mina mayim, vein melabnim et rafim litzofem. You can't create a fire. The iser moli. You make something new on yontav. So you can't make a fire from that wasn't there before. You can take an existing flame like we do havara, but you can't make a new flame. Not from not using wood, not using stones, not using dirt. Not using, not from rafim, from tiles, and not from water, and vein malabnim, and you can't heat up these tiles, litzlopim, right? The labni is lashon lavan until it gets like red, white hot, like really hot white. You can't, and then put the tzli on it. And we're going to discuss what's the problem with that. Okay. So let's see. Rashi. Not a lot of kisim lefanav. So Rabbi Yehuda said you could take a little piece of wood that's in front of him, imash lefanav in his house. Laktos bo shinav, in order to use a toothpick. He told Basar, Achotzes ben shinav. Bur grey or glas, whatever. Mishalafanav, love dafka, but like we said, it doesn't have to be dafka in his house. The Rabbi Eliezer, afilu mina chaser nami, even what's in the chaser is also okay. The kamar, komash me chaser is mukhanu, as we've seen later, he said in the Mishnah, that everything is mukhanu, even the chaser. The reish loas lo shmina, so why does it say in the house? Because we want to bring out loat lajina ella heter tiltul etzim af shalol asaka. We want to bring out the idea that again he held that even if it's not for fires, you can use wood for other things as well. The iflug rabbanan, as they were in the rabbanan and the mishnah argue, could all come on be bright, so we can see in the gemara. The hadan nakan milafanav. So why is it say milafanav? Because you can even go outside and take a piece for your toothpick. Mishum rabbanan. It's to bring out the koach of the rabbanan. In this case, la lasor, right? The pligi the filu milafanav lahadlik. He says, you're not allowed to even take what's in your house. What's in your house, you can't even take even to light. That's normally there to light. Excuse me, you can't take it. Ain laktos bo. You can use it for fires, for sure. That's what the wood is there for. But even if it's in your house, you can't use it as a toothpick. Megavev kis min daki mekashin, little pieces of wood, straw or wood or whatever, from the chaser, madlik bam, and light them. So they said you're allowed to collect the wood, but only within the house and light it. You cannot. Hoyel v'dakin hein, what's the reason, what's the problem with the chatzer? Because they held, since they're very little, they're fine, they're duck, so ein v'dakin hein, v'torach l'koshishan, it's very hard to collect them, because they're so tiny, me'etmo lav l'hachikayim, and therefore from yesterday, that's not what they were set aside for, because they're tzatircha. With the kamart, notel kisem, the girsa milafanav, lachtos shinav, anan islan da af milafanav loiza. You can't even take it even in the front of you for a toothpick. Elo hadlik, only to light. Right? The lo not nu ela saka again, because they only hold by, that wood can be only used for a saka. And therefore, the Ezra and the Chachamim betarte pligi. They're arguing about both, because the Chachamim, they say, you cannot collect from the chatzer only in front of you. And the Chachamim say you can only use one for a saka. Rabbi Yehuda said you can use it for other things as well. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah, we're making new fires. Ve'ein motzi netor mishum molimoli mina mayim. You can't use water either. How do you make fire from water? Ve'ni mayim mekliz kuchit levana. You put it into this glass thing. Ve'nosim mechaman. You put it in the sun because Hashem is chamayon when it's very very hot. Hot sun. Ve'z kuchit matziyah shel heaven. And the glass like gives out like a little spark. You bring like straw, you put it next to the glass and it catches on fire. Min ha'afar, you can't make fire from the afar, from the ground. Karka kasha, if you have very, very hard ground, when you plow, it motziya, or it also brings out a spark. Kain gargish dashalanu, it's hard ground that we have, mimakom machporet shalam, when you dig it. Rafim is taibulush, whatever, these are like these tiles. Ein malamdim, you can't heat them up, or, mugamar mafarish time, we're going to explain why that is.